America's founders understood clearly that private property is the foundation not only of prosperity, but of freedom itself. This is the basis of our economic system that today we call capitalism. These days, capitalism gets blamed for everything from the persistent income gap and our failing healthcare system to
shrinking airplane seats,
disappearance of privacy, wanting without needing, obesity, the bachelor, gentrification, overpriced everything, the opioid crisis, gym memberships they never use, superfund size, expansions, and
that big, giant, floating island of plastic in the Pacific Ocean. But it's not capitalism's fault. Hey, you, rolling your eyes. I see you. Just stick with me for a second. Let me explain. Think of it like driving. If you see a car swerving or running stop signs or taking up two parking spots, you don't blame the car. It's not the car's fault, it's the driver. Same goes for capitalism. All that greed, inequality, and misplaced power is brought to us by people. People who make short-sighted choices that have never guaranteed success, but have somehow become accepted and even expected. But there are people who are making other choices. You will meet these people on every episode of the Righteous Capitalist podcast, hosted by one such righteous capitalist, Doug Zacher.
I've always had a heightened sense of justice and fairness, especially when it comes to business. I'm sure it's no coincidence that The Lorax was and remains one of my all-time favorites. In high school, I was the only kid I knew who, after watching the movie Wall Street, thought that Gordon Gekko was a colossal leech on society. Since then, I've had a career that has taken me from teaching and working in inner-city classrooms to directing sustainability efforts for a Fortune 50 company to running my own business. The Righteous Capitalist podcast is the result of three core beliefs. First is that business practices have to change, and that requires cultural and behavioral change on a mass scale. Second is that there are already lots of business owners ensuring that at the very least, they do no harm, and at best, everyone within their business's ecosystem is well taken care of. And third, and this one I learned while teaching a classroom of 34 fifth graders, is that the best way to bring about any change, big or small, is to model what you'd like to see. Well, it's actually my guests from all industries running businesses small and big in urban and rural locations who are modeling the changes that are needed. Guests like Sharon Rowe from EcoBags and Charles Rosen from Ironbound Hard Cider. They'll be telling us stories about why and how they run their businesses for the benefit of all stakeholders, how they think differently than the rest of their industry, and what they can honestly be doing better.
So join us on the Righteous Capitalist podcast, hosted by Doug Zacher, coming to Apple Podcast or your favorite podcast platform. To learn more, suggest a Righteous Capitalist for the show, or to subscribe, visit us at therighteouscapitalists.com. Or find us on all social media platforms with the handle Doug Zacher, the Righteous Capitalist Podcast, how we make money matters.